Why are you here today?
We're here today because these workers have been locked out by their management. Management is trying to two-tier the contract, force them to pay for their own long-term disability, offering a wage increase of only 3%. The employees here, the staff here, have already rejected that at 87%, if I'm not mistaken. We're here to send a message to management to say, take a look at our last pass. You accept it, you end this lockout, they're back to work. But these are the folks that provide mental health and addiction services across this region. And in the middle of a mental health and opioid crisis, to lock them out is irresponsible and immoral. Rather than to negotiate, offer the wages they deserve, the respect they deserve.
Are you saying that the membership did vote on the latest contract offer?
Yeah, the membership rejected the latest contract offer, is my understanding.
Okay, because Mr. Zalbert told me yesterday he just wanted them to see it.
Listen, what he could do, quite frankly, is take our last pass back to his board, have them sign off on it, and every single one of these people is back to work the next day. He's refusing to do that. He took his last chance, gave them his final offer, said, that's it. You vote on it. They're out here, 87% strike vote. They're ready to go. They will be here as long as they need to be here. But this is on management. This is not on the workers. They lock them out without continuing to negotiate, without negotiating in with a pass that is reasonable, that actually respects them. All you ask anybody on this line today, and they will tell you, they'll go back when management gives them the wages they deserve, when they stop trying to two-tier this contract, and when they recognize the importance of the services that these people provide to the community.